Lord, saints, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for another day of grace, another opportunity to serve you. We would serve you with gladness. We would glorify you, Lord, in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. Help us now at this hour, Lord, to glorify you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children. I heard the preacher say, you know, why would God have a controversy with his people? It says, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing, swearing and lying and killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. It says, yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall they fall in the day, and the prophet shall also fall within the night. And I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. So, why would God have a controversy with his people? Hallelujah. Well, he approached it this way because they approach him with their carnal mind, and they respond in their carnality, which means we don't believe him. And anytime we don't believe God, he has a controversy. Has to be that way. Controversy is disagreement, debate, you know. It's often spoken about issues that men have, you know, about the feasibility of AI, or whether or not trans should play in the with the real folk. And, you know, men love controversy. They do. Makes for entertainment and, you know, exalt their purpose. God doesn't like controversy because he's the truth. And whatever doesn't agree with God just ain't right. That's not so among men. You know, they one think this and one think that, and they argue back and forth. Yeah. They're just men.
Yeah.
But God is God. He's the truth.
Yeah.
So when we don't agree with him, then there's the controversy.
Yeah.
Can't be no different.
Yeah.
True. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So, if we walk in the light, then there's no controversy. That's not how it's written. Well, if we walk in the light, we'll fellowship. Well, well, well. Then I guess if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have no controversy. No controversy. Of course, some men love controversy. We can't walk in the light. Praise the Lord. All right. Would you walk in the light today? Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Okay. I hear a ringing, brother. Vas es your los. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. I am saved, but, well, it'd be better if we just say I'm saved. However, we're saved, but we don't talk about it all the time, you know. That's not me. I'm saved and I do talk about it. I think that's the right response to being saved. This is what God requires. You know, being saved is what God has done for us. We should always talk about it. Instead, we talk about stuff we've done. No? Find the man that don't do it. Hallelujah. But in righteousness, we speak of what the Lord has done. We testify. That's what the Holy Spirit. You all know the Holy Spirit testified of Jesus? Yeah. How do you know? The word says it. Spirit bears witness. See? That's with all things. With all, the Spirit bears witness to the truth. So the best we can do is resist the truth. You know, but the Spirit still bears witness. You know, if we say no, the truth is still the truth. We've been known to resist the truth or resist the Holy Ghost. We've even been known to grieve the Spirit. Now, when we grieve the Spirit, we grieve Jesus. We grieve God. Yeah. We work against ourselves. We become our own enemies. That's not wise, is it? So, I want to provoke you, stir you up. We are saved and we should talk about it. That's what God requires. It's how we overcome, talking about what the Lord has done. It's called the word of our testimony. Huh? It's called the word of our testimony. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. For whom did Christ die? I see. To whom is salvation come? Who are the children of Abraham? Who are the children of God?
Hallelujah.
Should we talk about it? When did faith come? When did salvation come? Who are the heirs of God? Who are heirs of the grace of God? Who are heirs of righteousness? Who then are the heirs of salvation? We can't talk about these things? We can, brother. Hallelujah. Now, we should be ashamed when we find ourselves doing otherwise. One of the folks' favorite topics, of course, is what other people are doing, especially when they deem it not to be right. That's a favorite topic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But on the other hand, we could talk about what the righteous judge has done. It's all right, you know. What do you know about Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I wish we'd look a little better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we have to, I know what it takes. See? The wisdom of God, he puts a wretched man before you. So, I know what it takes to please God. You know, too. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just want to please ourselves. Would you please God today? Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that feareth the Lord, that feareth the Lord. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand. Happy shall thou be, O, happy shall thou be, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hand, and it shall be well with thee. So, based upon these things, we should be stirred up already. Y'all want me to try it again? Huh? For whom did Christ die? To whom is salvation come? Who are the children of God? Who are the children of Abraham? Hallelujah. Who are heirs of God? Heirs of grace and heirs of righteousness and heirs of salvation. We are. Sound like you're excited. That's a righteous response. Hallelujah. It is a righteous response. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, all, that the promise of faith of Jesus Christ, but the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came. That's why I raised the question, when did faith come? See, it says here, before faith came, we were kept under the law. Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, see, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God. Oh, we answered the question, didn't we? See, we ask the question, then we go through and answer them. We already know the answer. We just want to stir up your pure minds. Hallelujah. Want to aid you in your, thank you, Lord, your calling to delight yourself in the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord. I looked up some definitions, and let me see what I found. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, can we get them to look a little better? It's my earnest prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, is this how we look when God pleasure us? Or maybe we're not pleasured up. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, to feel or show great joy. Woo, great joy. Happiness or celebration. It often happens when something wonderful happens to you. And when you feel deeply thankful. Boy, this is quite revealing, isn't it? It's quite revealing. This is quite revealing. Hallelujah. Okay, to show great delight. Now, rejoice and delight, very similar. You can't do one without the other. Show great delight, or celebrate a joyful event. Huh? Full of cheer. That's the state of rejoicing, huh? Delight. Full of cheer. Be of good cheer. High gladness. Woo! Glory. High gladness. Can we attain? We can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. Delight to find supreme joy. Supreme means above. We talked about above all. Above all. Find some joy above all. That's delight. What does the word say about delight? To find pleasure and deep satisfaction in something or someone. That means no complaint. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's more than enough. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Huh? This is delight, you know. So can we delight ourselves in the Lord? Is this our business or should we go do something else? Huh? How many times do we find it in the Bible to rejoice? Hallelujah. Many times. Hallelujah. Boy, we are hard people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Well, is it evil for us to delight in the Lord? What doth hinder us? You know, when you troubleshoot, that's what you find out. Huh? You find out why, what's hindering something from doing what it's supposed to do. Y'all know what we're supposed to do? Now let's troubleshoot that. Yeah, we're supposed to delight ourselves in the Lord. We're supposed to rejoice in the Lord. Hey, let's do a little troubleshooting. Now, what doth hinder us? Huh? That would be troubleshooting. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. What doth hinder us that we should not obey the truth? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. For being so little, Sharon makes a lot of noise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
good testimony, I believe.
Hallelujah.
So I'm saying, well, Pastor Rice, I can't hear what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what the Bible said. Hallelujah.
Praise
now you understand, if you don't get excited about Jesus, your kinfolk ain't going to. You're not going to encourage them to. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. They're going to look at you and say, well, you told me this Jesus was this and this Jesus was that. Yeah. All you do is complain about Terry. And when you're not complaining about Terry, you're complaining about Neil. And when you're not complaining about Neil, you're complaining about Bakia. Huh? Y'all know we're witnesses, huh? Let's not be false witnesses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on.
Thank you, Lord.
Terry said, press on. You're all children of God. You're all children of God. By faith. In Christ Jesus. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. In Christ we're all the same. So in Christ there's no division. When we pick up another identity, then there's controversy. There's envy and strife among us. But as long as all we identify with is Christ, we speak the same thing. Hallelujah. Of course, we are commanded. Everybody hear me? It's not an option. We're commanded to speak the same thing. It's the same commandment as speak the truth. Because truth is the same. Your opinion's not the same as the truth. My opinion, not the same as the truth. Or what Granny said, not the same. What I read on the labels, not the truth. God is the truth. See? And the truth is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And old Moses was the heir, you know. But he had another inheritance. You understand? He was heir to the throne of Pharaoh. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. He forsook all of that. Yes, he did. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He said, I'm the son of God. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, by faith. By faith, he forsook Egypt, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, in the fullness of time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But still there were righteous men. You understand that? Oh, yeah. I mean, before the first advent of Jesus Christ. He did come down, you know. Word became flesh. But before that, men were still righteous. By faith, though. Hallelujah. It just hadn't been fully revealed. That faith was revealed when Jesus came. Hallelujah. That's when faith came. Hallelujah. But that's not when faith was born. That, no, no, no. As long as God is, that's how faith is. Because we have always been in Christ. And Christ is eternal. Yeah, he just manifests. But Christ is eternal. He made all things. Yeah, everything that was made, he made it. Yes. He was in the world and the world was made by him. So though he was manifest at a certain time in the flesh, he always has been. That's why Abraham was righteous. Even though Christ was not, except by faith. Hallelujah. And he had not even yet came. But the prophets had declared it. Hallelujah. And the prophets still declare that he will come again. Jesus said himself, I will come again. Hallelujah. So we continue in that faith, even unto this day. Hallelujah. Yielding our members. Being made ready. Making ourselves ready. Y'all know the bridegroom's going to delight, huh? I see. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. But when the fullness of time was come, at the appointed time, the Lord Jesus Christ was manifest, just like the prophet said he would. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. That's how he was manifest, in the flesh. And his name should be called Emmanuel. That means God with us. Y'all know God's with us? And if God be with us, be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. And the reason God sent forth his son made of a woman made under the law is to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, is this to you? God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart. Into your heart. Crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. An heir of God. Wow. Through Christ. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. And of course, he had that faith before he was circumcised. Hallelujah. He had that faith before Jesus Christ was manifest in the flesh. Yes, he had that faith before Jesus Christ was on the cross. Absolutely. Hallelujah. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness. Through the righteousness of faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought to bring a seed in here this morning and to bring one of them big watermelons. And that'll show you about faith. Everybody understand?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God. You see the watermelon comes from the little seed. Real big.
Mm-hmm.
This is our faith. Everybody understand? This is our faith. That's why we're Abraham. See? Right? Not so we can be watermelons, but sons of God. Praise the Lord. And if sons or children, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. Thank you, Lord. For they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. Of course, under the law, they did these things because that's what it was given to them to do. And the reason they were given them to do them was so they could be righteous. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Bring your offering, bring it like this. Offer it like this. Yeah. And there were priests instituted. To teach them how to offer it and to help them in the offering of it. Absolutely. These things were necessary. It was part of our teaching. So what they did was right because it was in obedience. Believing that God would forgive their sin. Y'all know that? Yeah, when they brought their little sacrifice, their little sin offering, and offered them up according to the way that God said, they believed their sins were gone. And the high priest went into the holiest of all only once a year. He didn't just, say, I guess I'll go in there today and hide out, you know. Maybe they want me to pick okra. No. When he went in there, it was about business. And he was serious. Because it was a life or death matter. It still is. It still is. Hallelujah. It still is. And he had the fear of God upon him when he went in there. Absolutely. He also had faith to believe that if he did it according to the Lord's commandments, that it would be all right.
Amen.
And when he did it according to the way God prescribed, it was all right. It was not those things in themselves that justified them. It was their faith in God. That's always the same. Now, we talk about doing things and whatever. The faith of God will bring about the works. And we just lie on God. We deceive ourselves. I have faith, but I'm not going to seek after righteousness. Then you deny the faith. Of what is righteousness? Hallelujah. Well, it's that law that works in God's people. That's what righteousness is. It works by faith. Yeah. Don't y'all know the law of righteousness working you? Yeah. Hallelujah. So what do we do? Well, we deny the faith. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, I remember I can't even think of his name now. Used to live over there where Cromwell. Yeah, when things got tough, you know, and his health was failing, he found comfort in keeping his car keys. Y'all know that? Because whenever he didn't feel good, he could go off to find some help. Y'all didn't understand that? Now, we still have people who like to keep their keys. If they turn in a set, they still like to keep a set. They're not trusting in Jesus. And they're not working righteousness. They can't do that by faith. And I'm only saying this. I mean, come on, saints. We shouldn't say, well, Terry still has his car keys. How about the one who commands you? Does he have his car keys? You know? Now, God say, now y'all do right. Owen don't do right. Well, what about the God that commanded you to do right? Yeah, you see how wicked you are? Well, you know, so-and-so got their car keys, but how about the one who said, don't have your car key? Does he have his car key? I see. Don't mean anything, huh? Huh? Thank you, Lord. Give all. Thank you, Lord. You have a bank account? I do, for convenience. Oh, you won't get anything out of it. Hallelujah. No, you won't. Praise the Lord. It's just for transfer. Everybody understand? I have nothing I call my own. No, as God give me grace, and I'm asking God to search me. Absolutely. I don't want to have anything I call my own. Car keys or otherwise. Now, some just don't care about that. See? And all the car keys do is just identify the condition of our heart. Amen. Car keys are not good or bad. No. Absolutely not. Things are not good or bad. You know. It just shows what's good and bad in us. You know. Covetousness. What is covetousness? Desiring things that you don't need. That are not for you. And the scriptures say many times about people saying with their mouth, you know, they honor him with their mouth and they draw nigh with their lips, but their heart goeth after covetousness, which means things they desire, not the things that God desires. Or the things that God desires for them. Now, parents are distressed many times because they desire good things for their children. And their children just, they don't want that. They want what they want. So here we are, children. See? There's things that God desires for us. He went to great lengths so that we might obtain it. But we just don't desire what God would like us to have. Huh? Somehow we fall into the unbelief and deception that other things would be better. No? Hallelujah. Righteousness is its own reward. Huh? Well, I'll ask y'all a question. They said this falsey guy, he's taking the fifth. I mean, he declined not to answer because he might incriminate himself. So they fool around with him, say, what color is your tie? But he's taking the fifth. So I'm going to ask y'all, is it unrighteous to keep your car keys? Oh, I see. Is there a price for that? Oh, we're getting fewer and fewer. Hallelujah. Pastor Rice, do you only mean car keys? No. No, I mean you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, you keeping the car keys is not going to take away from my righteousness. In righteousness, I'll tell you, it's not right. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when you complain about Terry's unrighteousness, you're a hypocrite.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the hypocrite has a reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, God has grace for you,
yes,
if you would ask it.
Yes.
Huh? Y'all hear me asking?
Amen.
I said, Lord, I want to give all.
That's right.
I want to lay my all. Now I ask him.
Yes.
Because
amen.
I desire.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't get it otherwise.
Amen.
And you all that are holding back could do the same thing. Yeah, you could. Yes, you could. You could say it loud so that I could hear you, because I say it loud so you can hear me. Oh, I see. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all don't hear me praying? Lord, help me. Give me all on the altar laid to surrender all to you. That's what I pray. Y'all know why? Yeah. This is what God desires. So I pray the will of God. You know God wills that you forsake all. Y'all don't know that? That should be your prayer. You shouldn't find occasion not to open your mouth. You at least should say, Lord, help me to forsake all. Yeah, I mean, actually say it. You say all the bad things about your neighbor. Why don't you just say, Lord, help me to forsake all? See? Oh, no. You're too direct, Pastor Rice. I want to be direct. Otherwise, it might be deceitful if I try anything else other than, you know God is direct. Absolutely. Yeah. Forsake all and follow me. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, follow me. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, someone asked me, and I heard from Jennifer. Jennifer Foltz, anybody remember her? Anybody heard from her? Heard about her? Teresa said she'd heard. Praise the Lord. So evidently she don't want to hear from us. Yeah, that's sad, because I want to hear from her. You know God wants to hear from you? Mm-hmm. He want to hear you say, Abba, Father. You got something for me to do? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm excited anyway. That's not my doing, though. Praise the Lord. But that's how I do my mother, you know, when I was in the right mode. See, is there something I can do to help you, Mom? Hallelujah. So I did various things. Peeled potatoes and cut up the chicken, sift the flour, whatever. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I was delighted and she was delighted. How about that? It's a reasonable service to say, Lord, you got something for me to do? Now, understand, when we ask that, we know that the book is full of things that we should do. We still need grace. And we still need the unction and the wisdom and the wherewithal to do them. And when we do them, it will have to be by faith.
Amen. By faith.
We can do nothing to please God.
Amen.
Without faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Or without faith, we can't please Him.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. So anytime it's our initiative, not of faith.
Praise God.
Our initiative means it comes from us, our desire.
Right.
That's initiative. It springs from us, not from God.
Right.
It ain't right.
Amen, brother.
Whatever comes from you, it's not
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So He give us words to say.
Yes.
He give us it. You know, the things of God are for your eyes only.
Yes.
That don't excite some.
Yes.
You know, the things God say for your ears
yes.
only. Huh?
Yes,
and the mysteries of God or mystery is just for you?
Hallelujah.
No matter how you say it, brother.
Yes,
huh? This is right out of the book.
Yes.
It's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So that means it's just for you. I know we like just for me. We like just for me. Yes, we do. We like just for me. But, you know, the just for me and God means just for us. Huh? No way around that. No way around that. The things that God shows are just for your eyes that mean the body. Just for your ears that mean the body. Just for your understanding, that means the body. Hallelujah. Exclusively for you. Isn't this good news? Charlene, you ought to do the huckabuck. Hallelujah. Exclusively for you. Hallelujah. And for you. And you. And especially you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He makes sure it's for us exclusively. Because the other folk don't have what it takes. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. And they have hearts, they don't perceive. You know. Hallelujah. Lest they be converted and be healed, and God should save them. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going on. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Hallelujah. All the seed. Thank you, Lord. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, Amen. Who is the father of us all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why Abraham? Because he's the man that God chose. No other. No other reason. Hallelujah. He's the man that God made the covenant with. And the man that believed God. Hallelujah. And all of Abraham's seed believe God. Yeah, they do. Amen. That's what make them Abraham's seed. Huh? Y'all believe God?
Yes,
come on, children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By faith, by faith, by faith. Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, Noah didn't set out to condemn the world. He set about to obey God. Huh? Because God gave him faith. And in doing that, he condemned the world. And Noah, why are you doing this? Noah said, I want to be saved. They said, well, we aren't doing it, Noah. Then you won't be saved. Huh? So he condemned the world. Is that how you tell your children? Why are you doing this, Mama? So I can be saved. Well, we're not doing that. And then you're not going to be saved. I'm not saying that right. Oh, I don't tell my children that. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hallelujah. You should make sure that you tell them that this is not my idea. I'm not down there because I decided to go. You tell them, make sure you convince them. This is the divine operation of God. That's why I'm here. That's why I live the way I live. Huh? That's why I talk the way I talk. Yeah. You make sure you make them understand. Otherwise, you say, well, you know, you just chose to be down there. We didn't do that. No, we didn't. We didn't just choose to be sons of God. No, no, no. We were chosen in Christ before the world began. You didn't choose me, brother. No, God said, I've chosen you and ordained you. And you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. Hallelujah. There are little subtle ways that you can, you know, play off with the deal that it's your idea. But you should make sure in your conversation that you let them know this is not my deal. Huh? You give the glory to whom the glory is due. Huh? Hallelujah. We're here because God brought us here. We have faith because he's given us faith. That's because he desires to save us. And as men as keep the faith will be saved. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, some shall depart from the faith. Giving heed to, they have faith, but depart. Some shall depart from the faith. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Many shall follow the pernicious ways of the false. Absolutely. Many shall follow their pernicious way. About the way of truth will be evil spoken of. All them people down there, man, they just act like all they need to do is wait on Jesus. Exactly. Hallelujah. Make sure you stick to it. Don't find something else to do. Hallelujah. So it's the same way with what the men did under the law. This Christ did not manifest in the flesh yet, but still Noah found grace, and God gave him faith. See, so by grace, God gives us faith that we might trust him, that we might obey him. Noah's salvation was not in that he did the ark, other than that's what God told him to do. See, that's where our salvation is, when we do what God tells us to do. And you better believe God tells us what to do. Absolutely. I know we like to consider ourselves free agents. You know what free agents are? Mavericks, and, you know, we chart our own course. No, we do not. See, that's why you kinfolk are not convinced. They think you're charting your own course. You shouldn't say or do anything to intimate that you're charting your own course. You should do all to say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm following the good shepherd. I'm walking in the light. That's how your conversation should be. But of course, they make it out to be, well, you know, that's just your opinion. That's just the way you do it. No, make sure they understand. I tell them, this ain't the way I do it. Hallelujah. It's the truth, you know. Thank you, Lord. And became heir of righteousness. We're heirs of God, so all that God has. You know, we've gone through heirs of grace, heirs of the grace of God, heirs of salvation, heirs of the world, you know, because all that God has, he passes down to us. We shouldn't complain. My God, we should learn how to get happy. Hallelujah. Imagine your parents doing all things for your children, sacrificing and so on, and they don't appreciate it. I guess you say, good children, huh? You ungrateful brats. Huh? And make sure you hold up the mirror. You ungrateful brats. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, we just told you that this delight come out of great deep thankfulness. Oh, yeah. Gratitude bring forth the praise. Yes, it will. I'm not asking you. Hallelujah. I'm not asking you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Oh, when I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. Oh, when I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan
had me bound, but he
Oh, Satan had me bound,
but Jesus set me free.
Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus,
well, I'm so glad that Jesus, oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus,
oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free.
Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me
free. Yes, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me, and I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Reason to rejoice, huh? Huh? Hallelujah. We have many reasons to rejoice. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard Brother David Morata talking about diligent searching. He was talking about someone losing a knife in a 10-acre cornfield. So Simon said, we're going to find that thing. He said, they found it. Hallelujah. Yeah, we've heard of the proverbial needle in the haystack. Well, you know, God found us. It's far above that. Far above that. Far above. Hallelujah. Far above. Glory, glory. The fact that, yeah, the truth that God found us, it far exceeds someone finding a needle in a haystack. Only God could do it. He did find you, didn't he? Hallelujah. Deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, singing to rise no more. That's where he found me. I was in a horrible pit, down in the miry clay. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm excited. Every time I think about it, I get excited. It'll work for you, too. Hey, it worked for you too. Hallelujah. Yes, it will. Huh? Hallelujah. But first, we have to overcome the lie that we shouldn't do it. Well, I shouldn't do it. Really? What Bible y'all reading? What Holy Ghost y'all listen to? Yeah, tell me. Who is the God you serve? Say you shouldn't delight yourself in him. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. It says here, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Amen. That's why we're heirs. Because we are in Christ. Of course, we're heirs of God, but through Christ. So we're joint heirs with Christ. Does God want to make us heirs? He can only do that through Christ. They want to make us sons. He can only do that through Christ. Whatever God does for us, it'll have to be through Christ. And whatever we do for God will have to be through Christ. Hallelujah. He's a mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. Huh? God's eternal purpose that he should gather all things in one, even in Christ. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. of him, by him, through him, for him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Christ is the protagonist. Amen. Jesus Christ. It's all about him.
Amen.
Huh? Father bear witness to him. Spirit testify of him. Huh? So do we. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I got to go on. I got to go on. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Oh, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. It's a gift now. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Salvation is a gift. Come from God. We should rejoice in God. And we should rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. Imagine you giving one of your best gifts. Huh? And they look at it and say, huh? You'd be pleased, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Make sure you keep that in mind. Hallelujah. Yeah, he giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And no man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. Everybody understand that? No need to pat yourself on the back. Hallelujah. Yeah, whatever we have, we've received it. We should say thank you, Lord. Huh? We should say thank you, Lord. Don't be reluctant. Let's say thank you, Lord. Now, see how many ways you can say it. Hallelujah. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'll get stirred up if you do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage. Thank you, Lord. Again, to fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. We are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. Hallelujah. Well, not just Mike. We have to be glorified with Mike. Huh? And all the other saints. This is the spirit and mindset we need. Huh? Then we won't need the car keys. Boy, you're too direct. I don't know if I'm too direct. I am direct. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, but whatever we get, you know, we'll have to get it from heaven. Me saying it won't bring it to pass. No, no. Hallelujah. God's grace is sufficient. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee in the midst of a dark world. Let your light shine. Huh? Let your light shine. A city that's set up on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Thank you, Lord. Y'all gonna get excited? Hallelujah. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflict thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow down themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Thank you, Lord. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles. Thou shalt suck the breasts of kings. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, thy Savior and thy Redeemer. Hallelujah. The mighty one of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up them gates, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God, thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. He will wipe away tears from off all faces. Hallelujah. We'll be forever rejoicing. Thy people also shall be all righteous. Woo! They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. Thank you, Lord. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There's no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, he whom the Son has set free, he's free indeed. Huh? He's free. Nothing gonna bind him up. Hallelujah. No law, no legislation, no government. Hallelujah. No entity. He whom the Son set free is free. Now stand fast in that liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Hallelujah. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. That he might be glorified. that he might be glorified. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with a garment of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Hallelujah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the gardens causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Hallelujah. Before all the righteousness and praise. Hallelujah. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Hallelujah. Is it not right? Is it not right that we should rejoice over him? Hallelujah. Let me see if we can get an answer from the prophet. I found one. Oh, should not we rejoice over him? Zephaniah answers here. Zechariah, help me, Jesus. What does he say? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Zechariah said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Jerusalem. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh. Unto thee he is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing. That's one of my favorite. Except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I'm not the Christ. I am not the Christ. But that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. You hear the bridegroom's voice? This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease until I'm not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we walk with God, we'll be like Enoch and be not, and God can take us. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Well, let me finish this one. This is John chapter 3. He that cometh from above is above all. Amen. Hallelujah. We did above all the other day, didn't we? Above all. Finally, brethren, well, he that cometh from above is above all. And we're in him that's above all. Hallelujah. The one that's above all delights in us. We're loved by the one who's above all. We're provided by the one who's above all. We're instructed by the one who's above all. Glory. We have fellowship with the one who's above all. Praise the Lord, Dorothy. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Isaiah 56 and 1. Keep judgment, keep ye judgment, and do justice. For my salvation is near to come. This is the Lord speaking through prophet Isaiah. Keep ye judgments and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. And this was fulfilled when the word was manifest in flesh. Of course, it was always so. Praise the Lord. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Praise the Lord. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we're about to end here, I guess. Ain't God good? Luke chapter 19, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they murmured. They all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. What a mighty God, huh? What a friend we have in Jesus. Huh? Y'all come on. Y'all can eat at my table. Hallelujah. Eat at my table. Thank you, Lord. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, what this salvation did in the heart of Zacchaeus. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he is a son of Abraham. Hallelujah. Is salvation come to your house? Then you too must be a son of Abraham. Romans 11:11:11:11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentile. For to provoke them unto jealousy. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Hallelujah. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. He's going to be revealed from heaven in flame and fire. Hallelujah. Taking vengeance on all them that know not God, them that know not God, and them that obey not the gospel. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. Yeah, we do greatly rejoice, huh? Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being more precious, much more precious than of gold that perish. Hallelujah. Though it be tried with fire, shall abound unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who having not seen you love, amen, whom though you see him not, yet believe in, amen, we rejoice, yes, with joy unspeakable, hallelujah, and full of glory. receiving the end of your faith. Y'all know what that's called? Salvation. Hallelujah. We're saved now because we got faith. Huh? That's why we're saved. Hallelujah. For by grace are you saved? Through faith. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. You understand that? When the prophets prophesied about this grace, they knew it wasn't for that time. Hallelujah. And they prophesied of that grace that should come unto you. Well, it is come unto us. Huh? Told to the prophets, and it's come to pass. When it testified, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us did they minister these things. Hallelujah. Unto us. What are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Hallelujah. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Hope to the end. For that grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's when he's revealed from heaven. Well, he's revealed to us, but there's a revelation to come. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. So y'all get excited, huh? Praise the Lord. Okay, we're coming to the end. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the great dragon which was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, Satan. Same. Understand? That great dragon, the old serpent called the devil, and Satan. Hallelujah. Which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. They left their first estate. They're in chains of darkness. And when we depart from the truth, we're in darkness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is salvation come and strength. Hallelujah. And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. They knew that they were like the seed of Abraham, and that seed going to die and bring forth life. Hallelujah. See? Thank you, Lord. Now, that's what seed do, you know. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be transformed into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, when this seed is finished, brother, we'll be precious fruit. The husbandman's waiting for it. Hallelujah. Oh, but man in his wisdom they make hybrid seed. Isn't that some corruption and perversion? Huh? Yeah, total perversion. Just like sex change. Perversion. Men with men and women with women. Perversion. You won't convince everybody. In fact, they'll call you a hateful person. You tell them, yeah, absolutely. This is how God made us, and this is how the way we do it. And don't you dare say anything wrong about it. We're not going to receive it. And they won't. Thank you, Lord. So they overcame. by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And our testimony is concerning the blood of the Lamb. The blood that washes white as snow. There's no other fountain I know. No other name. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. I like to read it like that. We must be saved. The just shall live. I get encouraged. Hallelujah. Well, verse 12 tells us what to do. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Hallelujah. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But we rejoice. Yeah, we do. Because, he hath but a short time. Thank you, Lord. And the dragon was wroth or angry with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for our testimony, Lord. Hallelujah. All hearts and minds clear? Y'all going to rejoice in the Lord? Not under duress now. That's contrary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all remember David's account of the woman whose breast was healed? What'd she do? Yeah, hey, look. She said her husband didn't care. He said, yeah, look. David said if God did it for Margaret, he'd do the same thing. Huh? Don't y'all know we're healed? Look! Hallelujah! Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. But the point I'm trying to make is the great things that God has done, we should bear witness to. We should not be ashamed, whatever it is. It's our business. Absolutely. It is our business to testify of the goodness of God. Yeah, to show forth his praises. It's our business. Hallelujah. Now, we would be about our Father's business. Not busybodies in other men's business, but about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Reprove one that hath understanding, he will understand knowledge. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Well, that's quite some wisdom, isn't it? Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. It says here, an ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, not to condemnation for edification, but understand this is the condemnation when we don't walk in the light. That's not what others do. That's what you do. There is therefore now no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus who walk in the light. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. All right, Brother Ed, what you going to pray today? Thank you, Jesus. Help him, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, Lord God, I just want to thank you. Thank you for faith, Lord. Thank you that it's a gift. Lord God, thank you that you've given it to us, Father God. Thank you that, Lord, thank you that this world, this earth, Lord God, I was thinking about some things, Lord God, Pastor Rice preaching. Kings of this earth, men of great stature, they named streets after themselves, but we're going to inherit the earth.
Hallelujah.
The whole thing.
Amen.
My God, we have so much to be thankful for, Lord God, so much to look forward to. Ooh, yes, Lord, we lay down this temporal life, These things that have no eternal value at all, Lord God, for that which is heavenly and that which will last forever and ever and ever. Father God, thank you. Father God, thank you that we can rejoice in you no matter what because of the inheritance that we have, Lord God. You've given us faith, Lord God. We are sons and daughters. We are children of Abraham, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And it was not our choice, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God. Yeah, Pastor is absolutely right, Father God. We're not here because we decided to be here.
True, Lord.
We're here because you decided for us to be here. Woo! Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I gladly testify of that and take whatever comes with it.
True, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Cast me out. Cast me away. Cut us off. Whatever. This was God's doing.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are not ashamed of it.
Not ashamed, brother.
And we don't apologize.
No.
No. God brought us here.
Hallelujah. Have that on you.
Yes, Lord. God saved our soul. Yes, Lord. If we were just here storing up food, we'd be preppers.
Amen.
We're not preppers, but we are preparing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And if we came on our own, we'd just be self-willed. We'd be Amish do it. Mennonites do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Many people live this kind of life.
Truth, Lord.
But not by the determined and will of Almighty God. Yes, Lord God. So we testify of that, and we thank you for that. Father, thank you for the word of grace and the word of faith to remind us, Lord, constantly. Again, Lord, help me, Jesus. I don't care how I feel. Help me not to be reluctant to give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
Due to your name and the glory and the honor, Lord God. Because, oh, Lord God, who are we? We're needles, like he said, needles in a haystack.
My God.
My God, that you actually picked out. Lord, have mercy. Didn't deserve it then. Don't deserve it now. My God, but yet here you are still with us because you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. My God, if we can't thank you for that and praise you for that, I don't know what we can be thankful for. My Lord, bless your name, Father. Praise you, Lord. Bless Pastor Rising. Keep him strong.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep him strong in this faith.
Thank you, Father.
The faith of Abraham, Lord God. Yes, keep him strong. Keep him boldly proclaiming it. And yes, Lord, and telling us how we should respond to it.
Lord.
That's righteousness. And we seek righteousness. And that's your doing as well. All of this is your doing. Salvation is of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Period. Every bit of it. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. We love you because you first loved us. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying for us, Brother Edward. Yeah, the Lord brought us here. Father knows best. Hallelujah. We submit to our Father's will. It is our righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. So the Lord go with you today. Amen. As we walk in his way. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.